When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Hey, Mr. Biffle, what's a top banana?
See what I'm up against, Mo? Johnny come latelys. A top banana is the first comedian in a burlesque show.
It comes from an old burlesque bit.
Don't talk about it, Pinky. Do it for him.
Oh, all right.
Watch this, kid.
I just came back from the fruit market. I have three bananas, and I'm going to give you one of them.
Oh, just a minute. You only have two bananas there.
No, there's three bananas here, and I'll prove it to you. One banana have I.
That's right.
Two bananas do
I. That's true.
One banana and two bananas make three bananas.
Well, you're out of your mind.
There's three bananas.
In your own words, I'll show you you're wrong.
Go ahead.
One banana have I.
Yeah.
Two bananas do I.
Yeah.
One banana and two bananas makes... By golly, he's right. Say, Mo, will you join me in a banana?
I'd be delighted.
One banana for you.
Thank you.
And a banana for me.
Well, how about me?
You eat the third banana.
What the hey?
See what I mean, kid? Third banana, second banana, top banana.
Well, do all comedians have to go through this?
The big timers and small timers, kid. Nobody makes it the easy way. Here's the way it usually goes. The star comes first, then the leading man. Than the actors in the play. But there are no comics like, no comics who finally made the grade. Come here, do you recall, sweethearts, all the phony starts and the lousy parts they played? If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start at the bottom of the bunch. You gotta know the joke about the farmer's daughter, then take it in the kisser with the soda water. If you wanna be a burlesque comic, it's basic training for you to take a punch. You gotta roll your eyes and make a funny face, then do a take and holler, this must be the place. If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start from the bottom up.
If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start at the bottom of the bunch.
A dancer wears a safety pin to keep her tights up. A top banana's gotta wear a nose that lights up.
You may wanna imitate Noel Coward. You'll get more laughs by saying, what the hey?
We hardly find the drawing room a source of mirth, but put us in a bedroom or an upper berth.
If you wanna be the top banana, you gotta start from the bottom up.
If you wanna be a top banana, you gotta start at the bottom of the bunch.
It doesn't matter if your voice is sharp or flat, if you know how to fall upon your PR.
That's the way to be a top banana. You gotta start from the bottom.
Well, that'll tell you what a top banana is. Didn't you always want to know? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM WPPB Peconic Public Broadcasting. I thought this would be a really great opportunity to celebrate those great comedians, those over-the-title guys and gals who drove musical comedy in its heyday from the 20s, 30s, 50s, and actually up till today, we still have some fabulous comedians. Phil Silvers, that was he was the lead in Top Banana, 1951 show with Johnny Mercer, wonderfully funny show. And I thank Phil for leading us off. Thank you. You're very welcome there. It's my Phil Silvers. All right. The American musical theater tradition of great comedians really started out of vaudeville. There were so many talented, funny men and women who made that transition out of vaudeville and became crossover stars in musical comedy. And one of the very, very finest, of course, was the Marx Brothers. The Marx Brothers tooled and toiled and toured in vaudeville for almost 15, 20 years until they had a breakout hit at the Palace Theater in vaudeville, and then eventually a comedy written for them called I'll Say She Is in 1922, Coconuts in 1925, written by Irving Berlin, and a 1928 show called Animal Crackers with music by Kalmar and Ruby. And here's the great Groucho Marx. I think this must be from a radio show in the 40s. But here's Groucho Marx giving us one of the great signature numbers in musical comedy history.
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding. From climate hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be a-going.
Before you go, will you oblige us
and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnara?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding.
That's me. One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding.
That's me. One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey. The donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding.
That's me. I had a guy named Teeter. He lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito. Hey, hey.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in
hooray
Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived. Hooray for Captain. Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray.
One of the great songs of all time. If you see Animal Crackers on television, you'll notice a kind of blip in the middle of that number because one of the lyrics went, Margaret Dumont said, he is the only white man who's covered every acre. And Groucho says, I think I'll try to make a hooray, hooray, hooray. And that was cut for the movies. Go figure. Okay, well, we imported comedians not just from vaudeville, but from across the pond, as they say. And one of the most unique and idiosyncratic comedians of all time was Beatrice Lilly. And she made a huge splash with an Noel Coward review called Words and Music. And here she is in her inimitable fashion singing a terrific Noel Coward number. I went to a marvelous party.
Quite for no reason, I'm here for the season and high as a kite. Living in error with Maud at Cap Ferrer, which couldn't be right. Everyone's here and frightfully gay. Nobody cares what people say. Though the Riviera seems rarely much queerer than Rome at its height. Yesterday night, I went to a marvelous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. It was in the fresh air. And we went as we were, and we stayed as we were, which was hell. Poor Grace started singing at midnight, and she didn't stop singing till 4. We knew the excitement was bound to begin when Laura got blind on Dubonnet and gin and scratched her veneer with a Cartier pin. I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. I must say, the fun was intense. We all had to do what the people we knew would be doing 100 years hence. Dear Cecil arrived wearing armor, some shells, and a black feather boa. Poor Millicent wore a surrealist comb, made of bits of mosaic from St. Peter's in Rome. But the weight was so great that she had to go home. I couldn't have liked it more. People's behavior away from Belgravia would make you aghast. So much variety watching society scampering past. If you have any mind at all, Gibbon's divine decline and fall seems pretty flimsy, no more than a whimsy. By way of contrast, Saturday last, I went to a marvelous party. We didn't start dinner till 10, and young Bobby Carr did a stunt at the bar with a lot of extraordinary men. Dear Baba arrived with a turtle, which shattered us all to the core. The Grand Duke was dancing a rumba with me, when suddenly Cyril screamed, "Fiddity-dee!" and ripped off his trousers and jumped in the sea. Ha, 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 ha! I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. Elise made an entrance with May. You'd never have guessed from her fisherman's vest that her bust had been whittled away. Poor Lulu got fried on Chianti and talked about esprit de corps. Maurice made a couple of passes at Gus, and Freddy, who hates any kind of a fuss, did half the big apple and twisted his trust. I couldn't have liked it more.
I can't imagine being stuck with a twisted truss. Ugh. We're talking about our top bananas today, those great comedians who headed musical comedies when people knew exactly what they were getting. Very few top bananas as tip-top as Eddie Cantor, who of course made his debut in the Ziegfeld Follies in 1915, 16, 17, and starred in Whoopi, and then actually came back to Broadway after being a huge radio and film star in 1940 for a show called Banjo Eyes. And here's a number written just for him by Vernon Duke and Walter Donaldson, which makes complete hay of that milquetoast character that Eddie Cantor rendered so amusingly for so many decades on Broadway and on the radio.
Erwin, darling, I didn't mean to call you home from the office, but there's something very important I must tell you.
What is it?
It's so hard to explain, darling, but Erwin, up until now, there's just been the two of us, and, well, now the two of us are going to be three.
You're taking in a boarder?
No, Erwin, you don't understand. We're expecting a visitor. We're going to have someone who looks just like you.
Oh, you're going to buy a Cocker Spaniel?
No, sweetheart. Pretty soon, you'll notice around the house, well, something new has been added. What I mean is, well, a little bundle.
Oh, darling, a little bundle.
Yes, Erwin, that's it. Now you know.
At last, my laundry is back.
No, darling, we're having a baby.
A baby? Now I know. We've been married a year or more. It was a year worth living. Now we've got a thrill in store. Here's the news we're giving. We're having a baby, my baby and me. You'll read it in Winchell that we're adding a limb to our family tree. While pushing that carriage, how proud I will be. There's nothing like marriage. Ask your father and mother and they'll agree. I stayed home every night. Love was a game and I played it. Hello, Mom, what a fight. Gee, it was tough, but I made it. I'm thankful for Wheaties. They made a champion of me. We're having a baby, my baby and me.
You've made me so happy.
No trouble at all.
I'm proud of you, Pappy. I'm so glad you invited the stork to call.
There wasn't much to it.
You're just being shy.
No, honey, there wasn't much to it. Say, if Jessel can do it, so can I.
Thanks to you, life is bright. Why, you brought me joy beyond measure.
Oh, don't thank me.
No?
It's quite all right. Honestly, it was a pleasure.
Just think, it's my first one.
The next one's on me.
We're having a baby, my baby and me.
Eddie Cantor. Of course, Eddie Cantor's most famous song is Makin' Whoopee. And if you like that song, you can hear it live, actually this evening, at Guild Hall in our very first Broadway to Main Street concert tonight at Guild Hall, July 8th at 7:30. So come on down or come on over and listen to our Better When It's Banned series. Today, however, we're going to turn to Top Bananas, those great comedians and comedians who made us laugh through many, many different kinds of shows. As vaudeville and the early days of burlesque sort of died out, it was harder and harder to find comedians and performers who have that kind of spirit in their blood. They had to be more actors now in the 40s and 50s. They had to modulate their talents to produce a kind of character. And few people did it as well as Shirley Booth. People may know Shirley Booth only from Hazel or Come Back, Little Sheba, but she was a terrific musical theater performer, probably no more so than in the stage musical version of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And here she is talking about her former husband in a wonderful song by Arthur Schwartz and Dorothy Fields. He had refinement.
Oh, didn't I ever tell you about my first Harry? Oh, he's 6'3" and all muscles. And he's got thick, wavy hair. And the biggest pair of brown eyes you ever saw. And kind of a deep, oozy voice. If I ever seen a prince, my Harry was him. Always smelled from peppermints. His person was trim. His voice was passionate. So full his face was. He never took no liberties. He knew what his place was. He'd say, pawn my glove politely when he shook my hand. And he'd pass me the evening paper when his suit was thin. He only used four-letter words I didn't understand. He had refinement. He'd never sit down to eat without a shirt was on, or come out of the bathroom dripping like a dying swan, or call a visitor a slob until the slob was gone. He had refinement. One time he said, may I suggest you call a lady's chest a chest instead of a points of interest? Dainty, ain't he? He was shy and awful modest, 'cause he was so high-bred. When the wind blew up my bloomers, would his face get red? He undressed with all the lights off until we was wet. He had refinement. He would walk next to the gutter so I shouldn't get hit. With a pillar he'd kill mosquitoes so I shouldn't get bit. Only certain kinds of exertion fool for me, he commanded. He had refinement. In the water at Coney Island was our first embrace. When my water wings flew off and hit him in the face, he introduced himself before he put them back in place. He had refinement. At Luna Park all night we sat. Our food got cold, our beer got flat. I saw what he was driving at. I should have forbid it, but I didn't. He had respect and feeling all our married life. Just the thought that maybe he'd hurt me cut him like a knife. So he never mentioned that he had another wife. He had refinement, refinement. A gentleman to his fingernails was he.
Bump, bump. A great musical button. Thank you, Shirley Booth. If you want to see what it was like, the heyday of these great top bananas and vaudeville stars and specialty performers, the best way to do it really is to watch The Wizard of Oz. You'll see three of the best, Ray Bolger, Jack Haley, and our next performer, Burt Lahr. Burt Lahr really worked through every possible venue of showbiz and came back to Broadway quite a few times. Of course, he was not only a huge star in the 20s and a lot of Brown, DeSylva, and Henderson shows, but came back in 1956 to do, of all things, Waiting for Godot. And he did Shakespeare, and he did Aristophanes, all these great, great comic roles. And here's one from a show called Two on the Isle, where he's teamed with Dolores Gray in a number that so catches the passion that you just know Adolph Green had for the opera, for the Metropolitan Opera. So here's Comden and Green, Julie Stein's song called Catch Our Act at the Met.
Yes, sirree, feeling grand. We're an act that's in demand. Yeah, we're working steady. We're all set. Got ourselves a season at the Met. The opera once was a long-haired thing till they got a new manager, Rudolph Bing.
And now the Met's gone vaudeville.
He cleaned out the horseshoe,
dusted off the pianos,
dressed up the stage,
and undressed the sopranos.
Yeah!
We don't need that Rodgers and Hammerstein. We're not dependent on the theater guild,
cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll be Siegfried,
and I'll play Brunhilde.
Die Gatte Dammerunge.
Die Gatte Dammerunge.
Oh, we don't need to play 52nd Street in smoke and noise where everybody is soused, cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'm Margarita,
and I'll be Faust by Charlie Gounod.
By Charlie Gounod.
Say they got a band of 60 strong, knows how to help your turn along, and business is so good they had to call out the cops.
Variety says
pop-up tops.
Oh, we don't need the Copacabana show.
We're always hidden by those Galdon trees.
But you can
always catch our act at the Met.
I'll be Aida.
And I Rodamese, Giuseppe Fridia.
Don't mean his brother.
And we'll be putting the wriggle into Rigolette. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
Italian opera,
French and Dutch. Now have that added Broadway touch. And look at what a smash they made of Fledermaus. Variety says Mouse packs house. We don't need to play at the Paramount. 5 shows a day and nervous breakdowns you get, cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll play Lucia,
and I'll be Sextet by Donna Michia.
No, Donizetti.
And we'll be putting the wriggle into Rigolette, cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
So don't look us up at the Strand. we'll be playing Helios and Melisande. Cause you can always catch our act at the Met, at the Metro Metropolitan.
Well, top bananas weren't always at the top of the bunch. Sometimes you had third and second bananas that worked their way up. One of those who was always enchanting on the stage was Nancy Walker, who made such a huge splash in Comden and Green's 1944 hit On the Town. Eventually, she became over the title as a comic performer, and I think she's absolutely hilarious in a show called Look Ma, I'm Dancin'. So we heard a little bit about the opera with Bert Lahr. Now let's hear a little bit about the ballet with the irrepressible Nancy Walker.
If you think that when you see me dance, you will recognize me at a glance, well, you should be in the know. I'm not the star of the show, but I've got a way to put you wise. You can spot me if you memorize this daily tale of woe. I'm the first girl in the second row, in the third scene of the fourth number, in fifth position at 10 o'clock on the nose. I'm the first blonde in Scheherazade, the first swan in the Swan Lake, and I play the thorn and the specter of the rose. In Igrushka, I'm a fairy, in Petrushka, I'm a bear, and in Sylphide, I am something that will really curl your hair. But the season's over for this patootie, and though I'm not a beauty, I think that I'll go back to Billy Rose, cause I'm sick of standing on my toes. I'll never be as sleek as Voronova, or equal the technique of Tumanova. And as for Alexandra Danilova, I know I'll never make a Shlemilova. For people who have already seen her, I'll never be another Zarina. I can't replace Pavlova, I will leave that to Markova, Delarova, and Rostova, and Popova. But at least in this old dancing game, I have a single claim to fame. I'm the first girl in the second row, in the third scene of the fourth number, in fifth position, you'll wonder why you came. I'm the first lamb in Helen of Troy, the first madame in Bluebeard, then I play the faun in the afternoon of same. In the obsolete nutcracker suite, I play a flake of snow. And in rodeo, they pay me dough to be a buffalo. But the going's rough and I've had enough, so I think I'll give the slough to this party stuff and call the past the past. Cause the first girl's leaving the cast at last.
Many of the great top bananas of vaudeville and the movies eventually made their way to television. Phil Silvers did, of course, and our next performer, Jackie Gleason, was quite literally one of the hugest people on the television screen in the 40s and 50s. But many of you may not know that he returned to Broadway to play the lead in a fairly respectable version of Eugene O'Neill's play A Wilderness called Take Me Along. He was still the same irrepressible Jackie Gleason, got into many, many fights with David Merrick, sometimes refused to go on. At one point, Jackie said that he had a stomach ache and he couldn't perform. And David Merrick, the producer, went to the press and said, "Jackie Gleason with a stomach ache is like a giraffe with a sore throat." Well, a little unfair perhaps, but here he is talking to his young nephew about Demon Rum and its effects from the musical Take Me Along.
Richard, what kind of a hangover do you have? Do you have the paces, the faintsies, the hot and coldsies? Did you see my green snake? My little green snake? Was he hanging from the ceiling like a fly does? Did he brush away a tear and ask where I was? In his heart, he's such a friendly little cuss. Did you see the green man and the tattooed Indian? Now, did you know their names are Muck and Merkel? See, I know that 'cause I'm in the inner circle. I am one of them, and now you're one of us. Oh, the flying alligators are delightful. I would meet those little fellows in the hall. And when I was in my cups, they'd lick my hands like pups. But the one I miss at twilight most of all is my little green snake in the little blue tree. When my world gets kind of hazy, there's one question drives me crazy. When my little snake gets drunk, does he see me?
A nice bit of comic songwriting by Bob Merrill. Pearl Bailey was one of those performers that started as a second banana. In 1946's St. Louis Woman, she had two wonderful Arlen Mercer songs and became a national celebrity in the 40s and 50s. Here she is replacing Carol Channing in a completely revived version of Hello, Dolly! That David Merrick, our friend who got in a fight with Jackie Gleason, did rather courageously in the late 60s. He did an all-black version of Hello, Dolly! Which allowed Pearly May to weave her magic in the opening number of this great Jerry Herman score.
I have always been a woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture and daffodils and lies. When a man with a timid tongue meets a girl with a diffident air, why should the tortured creatures beat around the bush when heaven knows Mother Nature always needs a little push? I put my hand in here, I put my hand in there, and a girl over 6'3" meets a man who comes up to her ear. Surely it's obvious she'll never be seduced till some kind soul condescends to give her beau a little boost. I put my hand in here, I put my hand in there. I've always been a woman who arranges things. It's my duty to assist the Lord above. I've always been a woman who arranges things like luncheon parties, poker games. Well, there's love. My aplomb at cosmetic art turned a frump to a trump lady fair. She had a countenance a little bit like Scrooge, but oh, today you would swear the Lord himself applied the rouge. I put my hand in here, and I twist a little, stir a little, hem a little, her shape a little, mold a little, some poor chap gets sold a little. When I use my fist a little, some young brag gets kissed a little. Pressure with the thumb, matrimony comes when I put my hand in here.
Well, we're calling on Dolly and all those other great top bananas from musical comedy this afternoon. Hello, I'm your host, Larry Maslon, for Broadway to Main Street. Today we're celebrating bananas of all kinds, but mostly those bananas whose names are above the title. And if you like this kind of comedy song, this kind of witty, personality-driven vehicle material that you can only get on Broadway, I think you're going to want to come on July 29th to Guildhall in East Hampton for our second Broadway to Main Street concert, which is called Comedy Tonight. We're going to celebrate all these great figures, Phil Silvers and Nancy Walker and Beatrice Lilly, with a very talented cast of performers, including David Costable, Vianne Cox, and Mary Testa. So you might want to check out www.guildhall.org for Sunday, July 29th at 7:30, Comedy Tonight. Well, now let's turn to some comedy this afternoon. Phil Silvers, we heard at the top of the show. He's one of my favorites. Just looking at his face makes me smile. And after his huge success as Sergeant Bilko on television, he returned in 1960 to a Julie Stein Comden and Green musical called Do Re Mi, which also starred Nancy Walker, so I can't imagine how funny that was. Here's a number. It needs a little bit of a setup. He plays a small-time, not grifter, a small-time guy who's always on the make named Hubie Cram. And he's trying to impress some friends. And he goes to a nearby table in a restaurant and pretends to be a tough guy by acting out the characters in the Late Late Show. Here's my fave, Phil Silvers.
Fatso, please, don't stop me trouble here. This is a nice place. Let me handle Wheeler. Wait. Mr. Wheeler! Sir, please don't get up. I just want to ask you a little advice. I know you're interested in Tilda Mullen, and they've been fighting to get her on TV. Well, I don't know too much about TV. I just get home in time to see part of the Late Late Show. You ever see it? Isn't it great? I love the dialogue those old-timers use when they say things like, "All right, punk, lay off our property, you know what I mean? Act wise, or I'm going to fill you so full of holes, you'll make a Swiss cheese look like solid rock. Keep off the grass, sonny boy, you know what I mean? Don't get too smart, else I'm gonna make you a lead necklace." That's what you see when you're sitting at home watching the Late Late Show. Don't you wish you were there instead of here, snuggled in your armchair with a bottle of beer on your TV when you're sitting at home watching the Late Late Show, with those thrills and chills, tears and ha-has from those immortal cinema stars? Come on, you wish you were there right now, I know. Watch another Late, but watching the great Late Late Show. I just love the dialogue when they say things like, "All right, punk, I'm trying to talk to you as nice, but you won't listen. It's better listen, else I'm going to turn you every way but loose. And remember, Barrymore, acting Harry, Jolson, singing Mammy, sparkling Nelson Eddy, Giles Boyer, kissing Hetty, Eddie Cantor, hands a-clapping, Ruby, keel a-tapping, Cadney, Belton Bogey, Edward G., yeah, yeah, and his stogie. Oh, I love him. He's so little, but when he grabs people, he says, "Oh, now, see here, yeah. You behave yourself, son, yeah. Or I'm going to go over you like a steamroller, yeah. And I'm going to shove you under somebody's dome, yeah. And remember, Helen Kane, boop-boop-a-doop-a, little Jackie Cooper, Fred Astaire and Rogers, C. Aubrey Smith and those other codgers, James Durante, good old Nosey, Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi, Mae West, come up and see me, and Chevalier with his me-me, me-me." But I love the gangsters the best when they say things like, "All right, punk! This is the showdown. Don't try to muscle in. My boys and I, we invented the word muscle. You know what you are, boy? You're a grape. And we're the heels, and we're gonna squash you." That's what you see. Watching the Late Late Show with its thrills and chills, tears and ha-has from those immortal cinema stars. Won't you go home, John Wheeler, won't you go home? Won't you go home, John Wheeler, won't you go home and watch the Late Late Show? I told him, Fatso, watch the Late Late Show. He got the message, watch the Late Late Show. And I mean it!
Phil Silvers. They say they don't make them like that anymore. But for me, they sort of did in 1979 when I saw the late, great Madeline Kahn in one of my favorite shows on the 20th century. She was magical. She sort of got a bum rap for that show because she left it early. But another person who just puts a smile on my face from ear to ear. Here she is early in the show as a pianist named Mildred Plotka, who is turned by John Cullum as Oscar Jaffe into one of the great heroines of Broadway.
Pardon me, but I'll be late. Gotta catch my subway train. Pardon me, thanks a lot, but Mr. Jaffe, you're insane.
Well, goodbye.
Pardon me. See, I got my folks. What I earn pays the rent. Pardon me, thanks a lot, but Mr. Jaffe, I'm content.
Uh-huh.
Did you really think I could do this?
Yeah. Begin reading.
Veronique, she wink an eye. Veronique, the bullets fly. Veronique, she close her door and start the Franco-Prussian War. Veronique, the femme fatale. Veronique, the fleur de mal. Veronique, 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 Veronique.
Veronique, 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 Veronique.
Veronique, she wink an eye. Veronique, the bullets fly. Veronique, she close her door and start the Franco-Prussian War. Veronique, the femme fatale. Veronique, the fleur de mal. Veronique, shut Bismarck out and make the population shout. Save our city, let old Bismarck have a look. Save our Paris, you'll look good in history book. Ah, but Veronique won't let him have a peek. Paris falling, boom, 1 week. Veronique, she snap a fan. Veronique, she make a plan. Veronique, I save the town, but I don't do it lying down. Veronique, with fiery pride. Veronique, she turn the tide. Veronique, 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 she faced the hand. Veronique, she faced the gun. Veronique, she starts to dance, her fighting bravely, even up long. Veronique, a sudden hush. Veronique, shout, kill the Bosch. Suddenly a shot, then two, and she fall lifeless down la rue. But a spirit dances on above the fray. Liberté, égalité, fraternité. France is saved, and freedom once again can speak. All because of she saved the town, she don't lie down. She turned the tide with fiery pride. Vive la France!
Madeline Kahn, Saving the Day, one of our most beautiful Top Bananas, a great score on the 20th century written by Cy Coleman and Comden and Green. While the tradition continues, if there's anyone who's fit to fill the shoes or the footsteps of Phil Silvers or Zero Mostel, it is, of course, Nathan Lane. And we always knew Nathan was a great comic actor, but he stepped into superstardom, also wearing a producer's fedora and cape, just the way John Cullum did in The Producers. Here's his opening number, The King of Broadway, written by the irrepressible Mel Brooks, who found the perfect muse in Nathan Lane.
I used to be the king, the king of all Broadway. The best of everything was mine to have each day. I always had the biggest hits, the biggest bathrooms at the Ritz. My showgirls had the biggest hits. I never was the pits in any way.
We believe you, thousands wouldn't. We believe you, every word. We believe you, thousands couldn't. We believe each word we heard.
I used to be the king.
The king!
The king of all Broadway.
It's good to be the king.
My praises they would sing. A Ziegfeld, so they'd say. My shows were always filled with class. The best champagnes would fill my glass. My lap was filled with gorgeous ass. You couldn't call me crass in any way.
We believe you, thousands wouldn't. We believe you, every word. We believe you, thousands of us. We believe each word we heard.
There was a time when I was young and gay, but straight. There was a time when I was bold. There was a time when each and every play I touched would turn to gold.
He wore the finest clothes.
Yes.
His shoes were always new. Oh.
Now I wear a rented tux that's 2 weeks overdue.
For the alley, what a shrewd
rented tux. Reviews. How dare they insult me in this manner? How quickly they forget I am Max Bialystock, the first producer ever to do summer stock in the winter.
Once he was the king.
You've all heard of theater in the round? You're looking at the man who invented theater in the square. Nobody had a good seat. I've spent my entire life in the theater. I was a protege of the great Boris Tomaszewski.
Oh.
Yes. He taught me everything I know. I'll never forget. He turned to me on his deathbed and said, Maxilla, alle Menschen müssen machen. Heiden zu Gagatzen kaschen pischen pipikachen.
What does that mean?
Who knows? I don't speak Yiddish. Strangely enough, neither did he. But in my heart, I knew what he was saying. He was saying when you're down and out and everybody thinks you're finished, that's the time to stand up on your 2 feet and shout! Who do you have to fuck to get a break in this town?
Yeah!
Hey!
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 Opening nights again. You'll see my name in lights again. I'll go from dark to brights again. My spirit's high as kites again. I'll never suffer slights again. I'll taste those sweet delights again. No plethora of blights again. No blossoming of blights again. No frantic fits or frights again. Fame is in my sights again. I'll take those fancy flights again. I'm gonna scale the heights again. Be honest, Doc, will never drop. Be honest, Doc, will never Bialystock will be on top again.
The producer producers certainly put Mel Brooks on top again, and it put Nathan Lane on top of every marquee. He's the top banana of the 21st century. And I think it ushered in a whole new generation of people who love musical comedy and great vehicles for great comedians. On the distaff side, one of those great new comedians was Christian Chenoweth, who again worked her way up from being a third and a second banana in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, to being a headliner in Wicked, where she had material absolutely crafted for her piquant and slightly pleasantly aggressive personality. She's really one of a kind. Here's Christian Chenoweth telling Idina Menzel what it's like to be popular from the musical Wicked.
Elfie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice. Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it,
who is it?
Less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts, you'll be good at sports, know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis, think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a policist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser, not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be, instead of dreary who you were, well, are, there's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. La, 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 la. We're gonna make you popular. When I see depressing creatures with unprepossessing features, I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state or especially great communicators. Did they have brains or knowledge? Don't make me laugh. They were popular. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude, it's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular, like me.
Why, Miss Elphaba, look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity. La, 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 la. You'll be popular, just not quite as popular as me.
Very few performers as popular as Christian Chenoweth, one of our latest top bananas of the 21st century in a great, great tradition. Well, I hope you enjoyed these great comedy performers and these great comedy songs. If you want more, on July 29th at Guildhall at 7:30, we're doing our second Broadway to Main Street concert called Comedy Tonight. Hope to see you there. So let's have a goodbye from one of the great goodbyes in musical theater history. This is Sid Caesar playing one of seven hilarious roles in Little Me, fabulous score by Cy Coleman, enchanting, witty, brilliant lyrics by Carolyn Lee. Here's The Prince's Farewell, sung by Sid Caesar.
Put it off, but then we'd only have to do this painful scene again. So let's just say goodbye. Just goodbye, Yulnik. Goodbye, Yeshe. Goodbye, Sam. I'm sure gonna miss you. Goodbye, Melnik. Goodbye, Myrin. Pardon my expiring. Goodbye, country, it's been fun. You know I hate to rule and run, but I must get some dying done, so everyone goodbye. Ugh, don't cry.
Someday we'll say hello.
We hate to see you blow.
I'll meet you in the sweetest land I know.
We hope it isn't soon.
It's gonna be so wonderful.
So full of that funiculi, funicula.
It almost pays to go. So sing, Natasha, you too, Bradley. Not your Sal, you sing very badly. Dance Matilda till I holler for the funeral parlor. Down with rotten rhetoric, I think I'm getting very sick. So sing or dance or do a trick, but quick, I'm gonna die. Hey! That's the way the kingdom crumbles.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.